Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how a witch stays strong with money problems. I know in my life, I have struggled with wealth and being able to bring in enough income to support me and my family. During my life, I've felt bad about not having the stereotypical high-paying job. Can you relate? Well, I have 3 insights to help with this. The first insight is hold faith in the gods. The gods have our best interest in their hearts. And just because we may be struggling now may mean that we just need to learn a few lessons before we can move on to the next level. They also made you the way you are on purpose. If you're an artist, that's who you're supposed to be. Some artists have to work a regular job and do both, their art and the job. It may not feel ideal to them, but they're still having a good life. So when you're traveling this path on this incarnation, the gods are guiding us every day. We just need to look for the signs and hold the faith in the gods that they have our best interest at heart. This brings us to our second insight. Untangle money from your identity. Many people in today's Western world put their self-worth as by how much they get paid. This is something that can hurt you. You're taking a person, a human being, and squeezing them down into a little confined box. There are many ways we contribute to the world. Some of us are really great listeners, and we listen to our friends and others. And then still, some of us lift hearts with our artwork. Others may do writing and write books to inspire others. If you try to put it down to how many books you sold or how much money you made, this can be a problem because this is false limitations. Imagine what makes a human being. They have a soul, they have a body, they have a mind. And what can they do? They can be kind, loyal, trustworthy, true, loving, all of these things. It's not just about the money. If we can associate money as a tool and not as a measurement of our own worth, we'll be healthier, we will feel stronger, and we will make space for our soul. And now we come to 3, hold ritual to restore inner balance. Money usually brings up a lot of fear in us. This is where we take ritual and use it as a tool to restore our inner balance. You can do meditation and do a ritual within your mind, or you can do one with your coven, or simply by yourself. The point is that you want to restore the balance of knowing who you truly are. The gods know you. They know who you are, and it's good to know yourself. So now, let's look at this part of The Charge of the Goddess, written by Doreen Valiente in the voice of the goddess. And thou who thinkest to seek for me, know thy seeking and yearning shall avail thee not, unless thou know this mystery, that if that which thou seekest, thou findest not within thee, thou will never find it without thee. So in that excerpt of The Charge of the Goddess, she talks about if you don't find it within yourself, you're never going to find it outside of yourself. And the it that we're talking about is the divinity that the gods put there. You are of the gods. That's your real identity. Money's just a tool. In summary, 1, hold faith in the gods. 2, untangle money from your identity. And 3, hold ritual to restore inner balance. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books or take a class at Udemy.com. My course is Goddess Style Weight Loss. Blessed be.